Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Your friends.
Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's been a while since we've last had an opportunity to connect with everybody. And our lives, we kind of all went in our separate ways for a little bit while we were on our break. But we're back today. We're back. And it's all about continuing on this journey. I brought in two of our fan favorite hosts right here. We have many. You guys know Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show and my co-star, Nicole Marie. So as our good morning guests, talkers this morning, welcoming you all back to the show. Good morning. Good morning,
good
officially.
Morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
And it's still early, so you guys are just kind of getting in the swing of things here on the show and with what we're doing and all of that. And we just want to shout out to all of our incredible fans, really, for and just remember that we're on this journey together. You guys know what I mean. We're all
exactly
on this journey back together. Now, so Nicole Marie, you know, what do you say? What goes through your mind on kind of getting back on track?
I'm just very excited and very happy to be back after our
rolling
break.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss the fans.
Yes.
I missed our team, our family. And I'm just excited to be back together and back rolling again. Very
exciting. Good. And Hopkins, what about you?
Oh, I am just ready to rock and roll. I really am. I miss being here, the fans, you know, my Vet Talk brothers and sisters. And I also miss the fans of the Hair Radio Show. So they've been great supporters of Vet Talk Radio Show.
Exactly. Well, I want to thank both Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie and to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm shouting out all of our amazing colleagues right here on the broadcast and the folks at Upscale Magazine Radio. There is a lot more to come this morning. So you don't want to change anything. You keep it right here. Up next is the incomparable Maggie Anderson. I'm Carrie Hunt.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. after the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And, of course, we are still keeping the legacy of Dr. Willie Morrow alive here on our broadcast and through all of our work. Siobhan DeSia, the proprietor of Roots Rock Salon over in West Orange, New Jersey. Siobhan DeSia, what do you say on the passing of Dr. Willie Morrow?
Oh, first of all, I want to offer up my condolences to the family and just say that he has contributed so much to the beauty industry. Even just this morning, you know, styling a client and using one of his inventions, you know, to lift the roots up and just have those natural curls, give it a, you know, a nice look. And it's the simple things that mean so much. So when you have a pioneer like that, you know, I mean, what can you say? We really lost a definite trailblazer.
Yes, I agree. And his daughter, Cheryl Morrow, is really carrying on or continuing with his legacy. What do you want to say about that?
Oh, my gosh. Cheryl is outstanding. You know, as early on in my hair styling years, I'll never forget, I had the honor of meeting her. And she was speaking, she's a chemist, and she was speaking in terms of, you know, different products and mixing products. You know, a lot of times when you know, if you go to the drugstore, for instance, and you get a prescription, and then the pharmacist will come out and say, well, don't take it with that because it'll have a side effect of this. But in a hair world, you know, some of the things, you know, in cosmetology school, they do teach you. But little things, especially when you're getting into the bondings and the weavings and the gluings and the different things, you really don't think too much of the concoction of mixing the bond and glue, you know, on relaxed hair, so forth. But some of those chemicals, from what she told me, and it stood with me, you know, even to this day, you know, it doesn't work well together. So, you know, for that little piece of information, it opened my eyes up big time in really looking at what we are applying and using in the salon on the clients for various services. So you know, outstanding, outstanding.
And I was just going to say, Cheryl Morrow, the daughter of the legendary Dr. Willie Morrow. Cheryl is a hairstylist in her own right and salon owner as well. Of course, the daughter of the great Willie Morrow. I always say hair royalty, as you guys know, and this is why. Yes, so I love everything that you have said. And Willie Morrow, being a hair scientist, so he's able to come up with all of this in addition to everything else. Just incredible career in this industry. Siobhan, thank you so much for your taking a moment to share with us your thoughts today on
Thanks
Willie Morrow.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That I get the opportunity to honor this man of God. If I were to use a synonym for Dr. Morrow, it would be salt. Salt preserves. Dr. Morrow wanted to preserve the community. He wanted to be an epicenter for people working together through outlets like 92.5 and the Monitor newspaper. Can I get an amen from somebody? He also, y'all got to stop clapping. I only got a couple of minutes. Also, he wanted to preserve our culture by becoming a giant in the hair industry, and that is worldwide. Dr. Morrow was like salt. Salt also preserves. He wanted to preserve our commerce. At that time, the dollar only circulated approximately one half of one time in our community. And he wanted the dollar to circulate here in places like C.W. Dean's, Huffman's Barbecue, Green Cat Liquor Store. I know you're in church and you can't say that you went there. Gentry's Barber Shop, the Heritage Day Festival and Parade, just to name a few. And the last point is, like salt, he was persistent. He was relentless. He had a will to win. Oh, yes, even when he had done the California Curl and opened and built his place on Market Street, they came at him with something that they pulled out of the closet called a constitutional audit. Who ever heard of a constitutional audit? He knew that they were coming after him, but he was persistent. Yes, he persisted then to the Monitor newspaper, and then he started selling art and bringing his people together and bringing the entrepreneurs together. Yes, in my last 60 seconds, I also reaped from that persistence, from that relentlessness that he had. Finally, my wife and I wanted to go to the Church of God in Christ Convocation. And if you know anything about the Koji Convocation, you had to park possibly or even drive for miles and miles just to get into the place. And Dr. Morrow called down to Memphis, Tennessee and said, wait a minute, my wife is coming down there. And she ain't going to be walking no long way. Well, the short of the story is she didn't. right across the street from the Cook's Convention Center, she only walked about 100 steps to the front door. Come on, somebody ought to praise God for Dr. Morrow. He was relentless and he was persistent. Well, I got the opportunity to reap from that also. 1 year, Sister Morrow said, I don't feel like I want to go to the convocation. And when she said that, she said, what about that young man along with his wife? What about them? And guess what? That was me. You should have seen me on the floor where the bishops were. You should have seen me on the floor where you had to have a key in order to get on my floor. I was reaping from Dr. Morrow's relentlessness. He was persistent. And as I hear and I close, Jesus saying, you are the salt. Oh, somebody going to preach with me after a while. Of the earth. He said, the salt that loses his savor is
Marley
good for nothing.
My first opportunity to work at the San Diego Monitor as I graduated from Morehouse College. And he was all about work. And Sister Morrow would come to my office and say, Gordon, are you working hard? Or are you hardly working? Of course, I wanted to keep my paycheck. And I said, I'm working hard. Sister Morrow, we love you. We love the Morrow family. You are our family. And if there's anything that you need, we are here for you. We've had a great loss the past couple of years. But I'm convinced that the Lord will see us through. The legacy that Dr. Morrow left will never be forgotten. And we love the Morrow family. This whole community loves your family. And we're wrapping our arms around you. Please know that you are loved. And we are here for you. Amen.
Amen.
He wanted everything in a complex. He wanted the salon and the beauty part. He had the newspaper. He had the radio station.
Dr. Willie Morrow's daughter, Cheryl Morrow, smiles that her father rose from poverty to creating a multi-million dollar hair empire.
My dad at one point had about 220 employees.
Born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the son of sharecroppers, Willie Morrow was a self-taught barber and chemist.
I know a lot about black hair, straight hair, curly hair, wavy hair, you name it, I'm a hair guy.
Here's Morrow 6 years ago at 76 years old at the museum exhibit in his honor at the California Center for the Arts Escondido.
I look around the walls here and, oh my goodness, how could one guy do so? All these different things.
His humble hair beginning started in 1959 in this red velvet barber chair where he cut local black leaders' hair and even Michael Jordan.
And from this chair, it's just, my career just took off.
Morrow traveled around the world in the 1970s, contracted by the Department of Defense to teach and cut hair on military bases and in war zones where he wrote several books.
He had textbooks and how and pictures and manuals, and he did these a magazine called Curly Cues.
Outside Willie Morrow's iconic Southeast San Diego barbershop on Market Street stood an Afro Pick, the tool he came to invent.
He cut off a comb that he was given a U.S. utility patent for called the Easy Teeth, and then he cut those teeth off and put it on a blow-dry nozzle snout.
You can still buy Willie Morrow's patented hair products on sale today. Morrow manufactured his own hair care line from this Lemon Grove warehouse called the California Curl Company, creating curl milk, curl repair, cream cold wave, and holding spray. Morrow's face featured on his own products, and he was also in Chris Rock's movie Good Hair in 2009.
He was truly not just the barber, but he was the scientist, so he could make up stuff.
Always inventing, Morrow is said to have originated the popular 1980s hairstyle, the Jerry Curl, before its namesake creator, Jerry Redding.
Mr. Morrow's curl version is 8 years before the commercialization one we know as Jerry.
Not stopping there, Murrow made it into media, starting the San Diego Monitor in 1986.
He wanted to give affordable advertising for black businesses.
Cheryl Morrow took over the newspaper.
We did a special edition. We just saved them.
In 1979, Willie Morrow ran San Diego's first black radio station, 92.5, for over a decade before the economy shifted.
It began to decline. I think that's one of my father's regrets. You know, the not being able to carry on black radio.
Cheryl carries on the torch in her father's retirement, managing and storing his hundreds of hair tools and equipment.
Grabbing the hair and turning it and clicking it, click, 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 click.
Cheryl does a podcast called Willie's Barbershop, highlighting her hair hero and a San Diego black hair pioneer.
He goes all in when you have a dream. And that is, to me, the ultimate legacy.
Appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Lecture Spirit Source segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Well, I think with all of the conversations that I've had probably in the last year, Carrie, and of course, you know, we've had our industry hair, beauty, and skin, and, you know, ethnic beauty has taken a hard hit. So I think one of the most important projects to me is to tell my story of just how I grew up in black hair care at the beginning of the boom, as the billion-dollar economic industrial revolution of what we call the curl, even though we were coming out of pressing curls and going into the afro. So that's one of the things I'm working on, is a documentary of my life and how I grew up in black hair care. And some of people, it's funny, you know, because people would always say, you know, We had all this wealth and black dynasties and of generating black wealth, but where did the kids go? You know, where did the money go? Where did that whole wealth gap? Where is it? And so I feel, you know, a sense of responsibility to at least tell it from my perspective. So that it's almost like that all that wealth kind of like evaporated.
And well, so, that's what I'm going to ask you. Yeah, where did the money go? That's the question, the million-dollar question here, literally.
Yeah.
We're talking about generations of hair industry superstar folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so
it's a complex conversation because you can't talk about where the wealth went until you talk about, there's a conversation that I do address called gerontocracy. And gerontocracy is when the passing doesn't happen. And your predecessors stay too long. And they stay too long because they're not adapting. And we always talk about how companies should adapt to the, you know, you adapt inside before you see signs of the changing of the trend or changing of the times. And so there's a thing that, and when you get into the 70s and 80s, most of those companies were ran by men, black men. And so black men tend to look at their children differently.
Watch it, Cheryl Morrow. No,
black women. You know, no, they do. And it's, let's just say, you know, you have your John Johnson. You have your George Johnson. You have your Mr. Dudleys. You have your Mr. Morrows. You have your Mr. Bronners. You have the World of Curls and the Donnies and the Leisure Curls. You had these men. And so they did have children. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the limelight is addictive. The limelight is addictive, and they just don't see the continuity of their legacies through their children. It sounds like a good thing. They know they should do it, but they don't do it. You know, and so there's a cultural thing. And then when you have the Eunice Johnsons and the Celia DeVore, and you have Dr. Katie Wickhams, and you have this, when you have women, they tend to let go a little easier. So those legacies can continue. But there is just like a real cultural thing. And then I get into the documentary, because it's real talk. You know, this is not just us wanting to pass wealth. It's not us wanting to just close wealth gaps. You can't close wealth gaps if you don't have a continuity of the predecessor into the succession plan, which is your children.
I agree.
You can't close a gap, because the gap keeps getting wider, because white America keeps passing it on and locking it within their culture. We don't. It's a cultural thing.
We don't
get
really
into that.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, we don't get it.
Well, let me ask you about that a little bit, Cheryl.
Yeah,
I want to ask you about that because, you know, I mean, on a simplistic term, in a very simple way, I talk to a lot of hairstylists, you know, throughout the years, and I always ask them about, you know, they open up the shops, and I say, well, what about your kids, you know, or they helping you or working at the shops and, you know, and this and that. And they cannot get those kids to help them at the shops. The kids generally take it for granted. You know, they've got all the money that comes from, the parents' hard work at these salons and barbershops. And they just go on and living a very, great life from the benefits of the financial aspect, but they do nothing to support the parents' hard work, and they truly are not going to be heading up any kind of, taking on a business. That's just not even on the table. And I always wondered about that, and I kind of think about it for my own company. So this is something that is very, very important, and it's a big disparity between the African-American community with regards to succession, I call it, and the people who are outside of our community. So this is really something that is very interesting to me, and I know you're on a different level with it, but it just, I don't understand. Is it just something that the kids don't, you know, should we expect them to want to, you know, pass, you know, to continue on in their, with their parents' legacy? You know,
well,
is this something?
Yeah, think about it, Gary. I didn't want to be a barber. My father started out as a barber.
Right.
The key here is that Mr. Morrow created a company. Now, think about it. Most hair, you know, because I'm a hairstylist, I get it.
Yeah.
The problem is that their hairstyling portion of their business is not a company. So there is no room to do other things besides maybe promotions or marketing of the parents' actual skill sets, which is doing hair. Where else right. is there other means of doing something else if the child or if the offspring is not doesn't want to do hair? And just think of this analogy, and I always tell them when I get this question, you know, would I really want to inherit a cotton picking business? You know, black people pick cotton.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, would I want to pass that on? You know, so the physical portions of, you know, businesses are not companies. Businesses is one thing, and a company is another. So in a company is encased, which I always tell people, I'm an intrapreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't need to make anything. I don't need to discover anything. I don't need to do any of that. What I need to do is to come in with something already formed and take it to the next level. So because my father
an innovator.
Had a company, right, he had a company which had, you know, roots, and then it springed out with branches and leaves. So there was so many branches to him because they and just take the Johnson daughter, you know, with Ebony and Jet. Because Ebony and Jet
right.
and was really actually a beauty business. There was Duke and Ravine, this relaxer, and Duke was a men's line. There were so many other things to do within Johnson Publishing. So it was an actual company.
Right.
So that tends to
exactly.
allow the successor to kind of fit in and take the reins. But if you are just a business, which hair salons are, barber, you and it's tied to the parent's physical skills. And yeah, you really have a very difficult time
wow.
with that, with the succession plan.
Well, now
yeah.
you are
yeah.
talking about in this, yes, in your upcoming documentary, we're talking about some of the biggest names in the hair industry. And so I'm just, one of the things that jumps out at me, have you heard any feedback from some of those, you know, some of those families, some of those super well-known hair industry superstar families? Have
yeah,
you gotten any feedback
they're
yet? What are their thoughts?
Well, the problem,
wow.
well, too, when you are acquired by big companies like Procter & Gamble or L'Oreal,
right.
and you evaporate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you there is nothing to, unless you stay on as a consultant or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
and that doesn't
you evaporate.
Usually last too long. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl Morrow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I'm yeah. looking forward to this documentary.
Well,
so,
on
that.
Funny because I was in the, yeah, I
yeah.
was in the studio doing San Diego Monitor News business as a publisher because we now had it
yeah.
at a podcast studio, right? And in the middle of
wonderful.
That, I see, I get a phone call from Chicago or someplace, and they want, you know, 1,000, you know, Willie Morrow blow dry novels. It's just that, you know, here I go, I'm in the newspaper, but I get calls about something that was created over 45 years ago, and it's still the number one heat tool on Amazon. That is succession.
Well,
I have to
take
an order for something in beauty. You know, and
yeah.
It's an amazing
and
thing.
Exactly.
Because that's a company, and it's not.
Yes,
you know,
and I want to remind,
yes.
I absolutely want to remind everybody about the amazing legacy and lineage that you have. So we're talking about the Morrow family dynasty. So I'm in the hair business, and your father, as you
yes.
just mentioned, that starting with the novel, tell us a little
yes.
bit about his invention, because that really, that hit the mark out there and made him pretty much a household name in the hair industry,
yeah.
as far as I'm concerned.
Well, just combs, period. I think that in those 60s, 1964,
uh-huh.
Bringing to commercial market is the brilliance of Mr. Morrow. Not the fact that creating or duplicating something that had already been done in the continent of Africa. So the comb in and of itself is not the invention. The invention is to be able to put it in industrial commerce to make it available, because if you didn't go to the continent of Africa
mm-hmm.
in 1963, 1964, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't
get it,
right? Yes.
Correct.
So the ability for him to take it, to redesign it, patent it, take it to the U.S. Congress, put it into commerce, and to commercialize it, monetize it, right, and productize it.
Yes.
And make it available for black people in the West Indies, black people in North America, black people in Canada, you know, in Europe, and black people in Asia, black people in Africa too. They didn't know it was a thing, you know. So we could fashion and style our hair and be a part of the secular world. So the Afrocomb was put in the secular world by Mr. Morrow, by redesigning it and industrializing it. It's the same process as taking tobacco. Yeah, tobacco is natural in its environment, but to make it be consumed and then enrich yourself by that great legacy called an Afrocomb, and then making other people have it in Cuba and you know, and in Hawaii and in other places. So that was the brilliance. And then to create this generation, and then you have the first one, and then the next generation of them, and then to have utility patents, and then go into, you know, making a comb and a blow dry so we can have blowouts and straighten hair and things of that nature. That was, I think, the difference between a Mr. Morrow, a Joe Dudley, a Gardner, a Flushing, a different angle. To being part of
also,
the legacy of ethnic beauty.
Absolutely. And I just want to also bring attention to that documentary, because to me, 400 Years Without a Comb was so far ahead. Now, documentaries are a lot more, you know, out there. Maybe it has a lot to do with the pandemic that we have come through. But I do want to say that the documentary, that documentary really started a lot of the hair industry documentaries, if you will, to me. You know, I think it's one of the most well-known and most seen hair industry documentary in the world. So, and we're talking about 400 Years Without a Comb, and it's still out there, and I'm just loving that. So, again,
well,
we're talking about
and
hair
it,
legacies
yeah.
and
it started out,
loving
it. It started out as a book.
Wow.
And I think that that is probably one of the reasons why it's the hair care, you know, historical Bible that everyone goes to, you know, because it's a three-generation book. In all three decades,
wow.
Mr. Morrow rewrote it. And then in the last the fourth quarter of its generation and its edition, he created, and Mr. Morrow just really deals with the culture inside of the plantation, and it starts there, because the commercial market that you and I enjoy was started on the plantation. It formed itself into. And because of that complete disconnection for about three centuries, that disconnection from the world's first organized beauty kind of, you know, that activity, the way we did it, you know, it was not quite done. When Europe went to colonialize Africa, that is where they learned hygiene. The roots of beauty is hygienic, not, you know, fashion and styling and things of that nature. But it was basically really had its roots in hygiene. And I think that this was starting there, only a black person could have done that, Perry. You know, no one cared about
absolutely.
Obviously, how you fashioned
absolutely.
Yourself and cleaned yourself and how you, you know, became this really sophisticated society and culture, and how you, you know, you did things, you know, with your body and your health and well-being. No one was interested in that type of story. So, yeah, once again, Mr. Morrow hit it on the head, you know.
And it didn't stop there. the San Diego Monitor News. I want to talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit, for those who are outside of the California experience, if you will, what exactly is that? And I believe that you go everywhere with it. So tell everybody about it.
We turned from New York. I lived in New York for 19 years. And,
yes.
You know, one of the things that, and this is me, you know, I'm going to tell this story in the documentary. One of the reasons why Mr. Morrow got into publishing is not really because he had a great love for journalism, but Black people don't really understand that it's legacy to get a newspaper. All hair care men, all hair care families, it was almost like a rite of passage. You had to get a publication. You know, most people think that John Johnson got the publication and then got into the hair business. No, Johnson was already in beauty. So their mentor, S.B. Fuller, always told them and taught Joe Dudley, George Johnson, which is Ultra Sheen, Johnson Products, and then John Johnson, which was Johnson Publishing. When you start your beauty line, you get you a newspaper. So Mr. Morrow was just following the great recipe and the great formula of success of S.B. Fuller, one of his mentors. So
yes,
all of them got newspapers. So Mr. Morrow got created one in San Diego in 1986 because of the mentor Bill Thompson. In creating, S.B. Fuller always taught them that you create your own advertising tool. So if you get on the cover of somebody else's publication, that was fine. But make sure that you are always, you create a product, you got to have a way to advertise it. So create a magazine in and of itself, put some content. And you see how forward they were, actually? And
oh,
you
yeah.
think about
oh,
how,
yeah.
the,
and,
how
and
powerful
that,
content yeah. is today. Yeah.
But oh, absolutely! They were way ahead.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was opposite. You know, it was to be the power of the advertisement. You know, be ahead. Put yourself on your own cover. Put yourself. You know, look bigger than you know you actually are. You know, put your own content out there, your own stories, and then put yourself on the on the cover, and then put your own ads in. Yeah, so it was always about advertising, the actual root business. So that's how Mr. Morrow got into it, and then, of course, and it just rolled into a journalistic product, you know, local business, local people, and things of that nature. And then
which I love,
been adjudicated for over almost, you know, we're heading into 40 years, you know. And so I had just taken over, and of course, in 2010, I turned it digital. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and I was the first black paper in the state of California to be adjudicated and digitized at the same time. So I made sure that I created a hybrid. And it was probably because of my technical skills, you know, graphic skills and technical skills and all that stuff I learned while I was in New York. That I can make that turn and that very, very quickly. So,
well, I love the stories that you guys cover. Yeah, yeah. We've got to tell folks,
thank
how
you,
can they get their hands or see? Oh, absolutely. I love when you guys put things out on the internet and, you know, and I see and you do such good work. I love the pictures and the graphics and everything. You're not telling the same stories that everybody else is telling. And that's
no,
I refuse to. Exactly.
Yeah, I think that our people need orientation and information. You know, because you know, at the end of the day, we have a saying: if you're not informed, news doesn't matter. You know, if you don't know anything.
Whoa.
You don't know anything.
I have
not
to write
informed.
That one down. If you're not informed,
you.
The news doesn't matter. Wow, that says it all. Wow. Okay. You know, let me bring everybody on up to speed with this. If you're kind of just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest today. She really returns back to us. It's been quite a while. So
yes.
She comes back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know her. She was out here with us in, on the East Coast, but she's returned to California, the San Diego area, as we were just talking about, the SDMN, San Diego Monitor newspaper, which we just love, this San Diego Monitor News, I should say. So, Cheryl, how can folks, can they get this online? Do you have a place that you can send everybody to find out more, to set, to register?
Yeah,
or
they can get it
like
on it's a mobile site, so you can get it on your mobile device, and you can go to the website, sdmonitornews.com. Yeah, our story content is very off the beat. I am very picky what our readers are exposed to. They're always are going to get a very avant-garde, a very different way of looking at things. And I'll be honest, I believe that's one of our impediments. We are so 1960s directed. We are so infused in the 1960s that to get, you know, especially African Americans out of the 60s and 70s, it's very hard to get us back into the present moment of who we are. And I tell them all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you think about it, African Americans, all 46 million, the average age of an African American in this country is 26 years old.
Isn't that
And then
wow.
dealing That's with it. The African diaspora, they're 19. So if you think about 26 and 19, then, you know, that's a lot of time that, you know, we've got to look at things differently. We got to look
we
at things very,
do.
Very millennial. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
and I
yeah.
think that that could be one of our strengths, thinking
Absolutely.
About things in such a different way to get something. I have also another saying, you know, we want something we've never had. We've got to do something we've never done. We've got to think ways
exactly.
that we've never thought.
Exactly. Well, let me turn to yes. Well, let me turn to probably the I'm going to call it the elephant in the room, and that is the pandemic. Yes, and I know that's a topic and a half. That's a you know we'll probably have to add on 2 or 3 hours to cover this one. But I have what is your take when you look back? Because right now, as we go to the air with this particular broadcast today, we are more than what they're saying in terms of emerging and all of that. And what can you say looking back? What was the experience like in California and the hair biz part where you were? And California, to me, California is a very different, had a very different approach with all of that. But what's your take? You are living there.
Yeah.
What's
well,
your
let me
take
say this.
On
because
whole,
of
yeah.
the weather. Because of the weather, I think we made an adjustment very quickly because we could go outside very quickly. We were always outside, you know. And so I think that they adjusted well. I think African Americans did not adjust well because, of course, you know. And to me, let me just say this: the elephant in the room is not really quite the pandemic, from my perspective. The elephant in the room is that the fact that black people are prone to be frightened, much more traumatized than our other racial counterparts. So we don't adjust well. We have the boogeyman. You know, everything's the boogeyman for us. And our people secretly in our silos were saying, oh, stay in. You know, and that is not quite good for business. And
wow.
so you are naturally afraid, you don't pivot. You're very slow to react. And you can imagine, Carrie, I was very avant-garde and had a different take on it. You know, because after, I would probably say March of 2020, it was not a pandemic at that point. It was an epidemic in the United States. An epidemic in Brazil. It wasn't a pandemic at that point. Other world governments had contained it. And so that's what we keep saying.
We were slow to get it
the rest of the world.
or other.
Yeah, like the rest of the world had our issues. No, the rest of the world, the continent of Africa, barely is reaching 4,000 deaths. The whole 54 countries.
The whole continent,
that says,
right.
That's enormous if you think about it. And there's something quite not right with that. You know, the within 50 to 100 to 200 miles, you know, from where they we quote unquote say it began. I mean, they have less than maybe
right.
300. And so it wasn't a pandemic long. It was an epidemic. And I think that because our news outlets, and speaking of the San Diego Monitor News, I just refuse to kind of put fuel on the fire and I didn't take, and I'm going to say this, you know, I didn't take any COVID money. I refuse to because I
really?
Can't stay. No. No, because you can't really stay.
Well, they were throwing it out there.
Yeah, they were.
they were
let me just say this. And I refuse to kind of have, and I think I did it once. And you know, Carrie, I just couldn't do it because one of the things, because it doesn't allow you to look at things objectively. And if we're going to have
right,
black
well,
news,
true.
And if we're going to be very neutral, you can't be involved in that kind of
I
thing.
Agree.
And let me just say this, as our mother company, which is Beauty, I can afford to do that. And I understand that most papers needed that money to, you know, say, hey,
right.
And because I was digitized prior to 10 years ago, I pivoted very quickly to digital and still maintained my other advertisers. So, you know, 2020 was not, did not affect me. Not,
wow.
Not economically.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
and
the,
so,
the census was going on at the same time. So that was very surprising.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which changed the game here in New York for us to a degree. I have to say, though, as looking out, so what are some of the, you know, when you look at the beauty industry, you know, how, in your opinion, has it affected the folks in the beauty industry? I mean, especially, like you said, in California, though, see, you guys were, remind me of Georgia, right after this pandemic was kind of declared, right? Georgia was like, okay, we're like literally about 2 weeks later. We're all again, everybody. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I remember having panel discussions on our broadcast here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the year 2020. It was just strange, a very strange dynamic in different states.
Yeah.
And so the industry was very different, and then with and we've had the people from Barbicide and all these other folks on, and they scared the bejesus out of us with the discourse on television news, as you were kind of saying. It's almost surreal. So so when you look at the beauty industry, will we make it? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't even think it's that the salon. I think that we could have pivoted. That I also was involved in some technology and formulation and dealing with a disinfectant that covers you from all viruses 9.993.
Really?
And it protects you for 90 days. You don't even have to sanitize. Once you sanitize your
does this exist?
You know, you protect it. Yes. We have it in production. It has all of its OSHA and FDA passage. So I answered it in a very technological way. But here's the thing, Carrie. It's not about what's going on in the salon, per se, because black hair care professionalism is wired through the salon. But the industry is wired through the trade show. Once you took the trade show and you could not meet in the grove of 7,000 to 10,000 people, you decimated the ethnic hair care industry because the ethnic hair care industry is wired through the trade show. So now the expo, and now the festival, and now the trade show, you can't meet.
So how do you carry along something that is wired through the actual platforming, hair set, and trade show, and all these big, huge halls and auditoriums?
Exactly.
And when you can't meet.
And I'm raising my hand right now.
Devastated. Yeah. And so that means that hair, ethnic hair care, because the Warner Brother, as you know, it is over. The international show in New York is over. You can't meet.
Wow.
Those are too many people in one confined space, and now, you know, you're just trying to stay 6 feet apart, you know, and you got to, you know, that is a nightmare.
It was a show killer for sure. Yeah.
And so the problem is
that.
Yeah,
please finish your thought. The problem is.
No. So the question and the challenge for black hair care and ethnic beauty is we needed to pivot long before this. And I have been telling show promoters for at least 5 years, pivot to the small conference and the more con kind of business model and create a different kind of gathering to where it's an invited list and it happens more often instead of twice a year.
Exactly.
And so
and
but,
this
you know,
is what I speak to 1,000%.
You know, they,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they act like I didn't, you know, say anything. So, you know, invite the formulators. You know what I mean? Invite, create a TED Talk style. Or there's so many other ways to bring smaller groups. Yeah.
Exactly. And to create those lanes that'll support you and take you through these times. Now, Cheryl, I've got to say, there is one big story that we are revisiting here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this, not too long ago, but there was a huge story. Now, I'm telling you, it was the number one cover story, especially in the hair and beauty industry, but it had crossed over into mass media. And this was the story of the Gorilla Glue girl who had in it, who had put the glue in her hair, the Gorilla Glue, and she was rescued, so to speak, by a California doctor, Dr. Michael Obeng, who was a guest on our very show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He spoke to Hair Radio first about this this ordeal for this young woman and how he was able to remedy the situation. But let's start with your take on this, because we're talking about this again as we'll be checking in to see what's new and what's the latest that's going on. It's been a few months. Has her hair grown back? What happened? What's going on? So we will revisit it. But what's your take on this situation? I wish I could have seen your face when you heard this on the news.
You know, yeah, you know it. And you know I'm always going to be honored with you, Terry. And let me just say this, and I am in no way invalidating anybody. The doctor thing was to me was, you know, a little far out there. You know, it's so funny because the glue, and here we go again, and this is me sticking up for my beauty and beauty professionals, because I am a hairstylist. For that particular act connected with a doctor, to me, you know, because at the end of the day, the glue in and of itself is not a medication. That's number one. Number two, it's in the store where a common person can purchase it. And for not a beauty professional to not be able to help her, and I won't even say be able to help her, right? Because what the medical professional used to unstick the stickiness of the solution, anybody could have done that. because
I know
what he used to do that. Now, will you save the hair from the high content of what the effects because of that particular chemical that in that glue did it, you know, because we have to ask what was on the hair first. Was it relaxed?
Exactly.
Was it natural? You know, at the end of the day. So, and to me, because it probably was not really on her scalp, that the scalp hair is probably the hair that is going to obviously be the healthiest. I already know in terms of, you know, of course, we don't necessarily talk about it all the time, but I'm the only cosmetic trichologist in the world that deals with cosmetology-based hair loss on afro textures. But, you know, eventually that hair is going to be cut away from her body. Yeah. It's not going to be. It's not going to be. So,
Cheryl,
I don't know how much help he was. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, he.
I'm a little in the middle. Yeah, I'm a little in the middle with the doctor angle, you know, because eventually.
Well, you've got to be back on the show when he's here. So, because I would love for you to break it all down with Dr. Oving, who just seems like a nice gentleman and all. But, you know, there's a whole lot more to this story. There is. There's a great deal of this story. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And
I'm
just grateful that we were in the middle of it somewhere. I'm just grateful that we were there.
At the end of the day, you have to cover it. You know, if nothing is black, you know, black news and ethnic beauty news, that story was a prime example of it. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I am honored. Again, we've been chatting with the amazing Cheryl Morrow. Hair royalty, you've been declared and named that for decades. We've been calling it that, hair royalty, right here on our broadcast today. So yeah, I appreciate you taking it. I've always wanted to you know, when I hear some of these big stories and some of these big things, I always say, what in the world would Cheryl Morrow say? Really, what would you say about it? Because you always have an interesting.
The moment I saw that, you know, because you know the moment I saw it, I was like, oh God, here we go again. Why did she just end up at a salon? How did we get to the doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like really weird, you know. But anyway,
Yes. Well, it's about education, and that's where you come in. Education. And what was that line earlier? If you're not informed, then the news don't matter.
Well, if you're not informed, news doesn't matter. Yeah, you can't gossip with anybody who's not really informed about what they're gossiping about. You know, you can't gossip.
I love
it. You know.
I love it.
That's it.
I totally agree. Well, Cheryl Morrow, now what's next for you? What's next for you?
I think that I am going to probably be peeling away from the publisher kind of role at San Diego Monitor News. The George Floyd thing kind of took me out. I think I wanted to be at the helm during that incident in the 1 year anniversary and, you know, all of these things.
Well, were you one of those
coming
who
up.
Were you against the use of the word anniversary? I didn't understand that because anniversary means, you know, just that. It doesn't indicate or mean that it was, you know, party on a table per se. But I saw a lot of stuff online that said, oh, don't call it an anniversary. No media company call it an anniversary. It's not a celebration. So I said, well, I understand what I think what the person meant or their sentiment, but I don't think that I don't see what the harm of the word itself, anniversary. How do you weigh in, being a media company, Ms. Publisher of the San Diego Monitor News?
Do
you weigh in on that?
The wonderful thing that I got a call one day, and it was the first cousin of Mr. Floyd. Mm. Their mother are sisters, and he is stationed here in San Diego, and he grew up with him. And after, you know, experiencing
that whole thing. You know, it really, you know, that is tomato, tomato, you know, anniversary, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
know what, it, you know, it, yeah. it, what happened.
We
and,
know what it really means. Exactly.
You know, well, we get caught up in things of that nature. And I think that once we deal with our trauma about it, then we can clearly talk about preventing it. And that is very hard to get. And that's why I don't join a lot of black news outlets. I'm just,
the chatter,
you know, we're just
and
different.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just different
yeah.
because at the end
yeah.
of the day, on this end of the world, we have a wonderful civil rights activist and founder of the People Alliance for Justice Advocates. His name is Reverend Shane Harris. You know, he's approaching it in terms of preventing and plucking out the next Derek Chauvin. That's not, you know, yours
wow.
is one focus that people can focus on. But at the end of the day, we're not plucking out. I mean, he had 7 to 8 excessive forces on his record already, 19 years. Why didn't we understand that this guy was a problem? You know, so
exactly.
let's just focus
exactly.
on. So on our side of the world, we're choosing to think tank and focus on better policy in that regard from the incident. In my experience with Mr. Gary Jones, which is a cousin, he's in the military as well, you know, San Diego, that is renowned for that. I think that, you know, it's you know, we can ring the bell, but, you know, if you listen to the recording, you know, it's, he's going to jail for fraud, which means that they were executioner, judge, and jury.
Just
arriving on the scene. So we want to prevent
right.
that because there's something that happens before excessive force. And there is a disregard of the Constitution. And that is the problem. This is a problem when they approach you that you are outside of the rules. Why is, you know, I tell Black Lives Matter and the whole people, Black lives don't matter, won't matter until Black life matters. And so that
ooh,
is what
okay.
happens before the incident.
Yeah.
And once that happens,
wow.
that will, then when Black life matters, the way we, who we are in and of ourselves, when that matters to you, like it matters to you, you know, like your life and white life, Italian life, in you know, when life matters, the way people live and how they move, their morals and their ethics and their ethos.
Well,
that
Cheryl,
matters,
we have.
Then we will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 60 seconds. I wanted to just to thank you. And is there anybody that you'd like to shout out to or pass along some well thoughts before we close out this morning?
Oh, just the whole ethnic beauty world. I think that we're all in it together, and we're going to make
yeah.
a change, bring some technology and innovation, and work with Carrie to
yes, please
create this whole new gathering, this whole new way of doing things and expound on the legacies of the pioneers. Absolutely. I'm excited, Carrie.
Absolutely. Me too. I am. Well, as you've heard, we've been chatting today with the one and only Ms. Cheryl Morrow again, and I love that you've talked about the hair industry. I think that you brought a lot to that, you know, in making informing the folks out there and creating your own discourse. Again, the San Diego Monitor News. You are a publisher. You're the daughter of Willie Morrow. 400 years without a comb, and so much more he's accomplished, and you are continuing that legacy. So you talk about the generations, the subsequent generations, and where the money? Where's the money? Well, I think we found it this morning.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Cheryl Morrow.
Thank you.
I think we found it. So look out for, yes, we'll look out for her documentary, folks. And stay with us. We've got a lot more this morning of the Hair Radio Morning
yes.
Show to go. It's been my pleasure to have you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Again. Can't wait to come back. Thank you, Carrie.
There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now with me, I have a very, very special guest. We're talking about industry superstar and legend, an absolute legend in the hair and beauty industry, the one and only Mr. Bernard Bronner. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's your first time joining us.
And it's such a pleasure to join you.
Thank you. So now hold it. Let's jump on in. And I have to tell everybody, you guys are hearing some of the wonderful background sounds here in New York City because we are actually out and about. Just had a wonderful opportunity to sit in one of our favorite new places here in Manhattan. So, Bernard, I want to talk about Bronner Brothers. Let's just kind of bring everybody up to speed. Now, you guys, of course, we're looking ahead to what's next for Bronner Brothers. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is year 75 for us, and we do several things as a company. The number one is we make products. We make the BB family of products, which is Tropical Roots, African Royale, and just BB products. Then we do the world's largest multicultural hair show every 6 months. And I also, on the side, do Upscale Magazine, which is one of the few magazines. It's only Upscale and Essence now that are on nationwide newsstands. So Upscale is 31 years old now, and due to COVID, we had to postponing of issues, but we are now back on the newsstands all over the country, and we look for a great year for 2022.
Wonderful. Now, talking about the amazing Upscale Magazine, as you just so clearly pointed out, what's one of the biggest things that you want the message to be about Upscale and reaching out to the community?
Well, I'm second generation Bronner Brothers, and the first generation, my daddy always felt like, he always used to say that a community is no better than the people in it. So he did all kinds of things to help develop the people in the community. And as a second generation leader, I've taken that even further, and I love helping the community. One of my pet things is creating jobs. I've always felt like that is the worst thing can happen, a person lose their job. I've always said that once you lose your job, you next will lose your house. Then they'll come take the car. Then the family will leave you, the kids will leave you, and if you can't even afford to feed the dog walks away. So
wow.
you don't wanna have to be in a situation where you have no financial income coming in. So I have always loved providing jobs and helping people become entrepreneurs and finding that they can just, I mean, it's just a joy in helping people. So that's one of the missions that I have now is, like I say, I want to be known as the person who understands what our community needs and gives it to them. And like I say, my number one thing is providing jobs.
Wow. That means so much right now. I mean, you know, we're coming out of this period, let me just put it that way. We're forging ahead with amazing new opportunities. I see so much on the horizon for Bronner Brothers, for Bernard Bronner, and all that you're doing, and I'm just very excited. And I'm going to announce this. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out. We are launching Upscale Magazine Radio. And you heard it right here, folks. What can you tell us, Bernard? What do you think this is going to be about?
I think it's wonderful. So we're going to be working together and launching for 2022 Upscale Radio. And it will have a lot of hair radio interviews.
Yeah.
And a lot of hair radio, hair celebrities.
Exactly.
And it's going to be just awesome for 2022.
Awesome. Can't be any better than that. Now, I just want to say this, Bernard, and I appreciate you taking time. We never have a whole bunch of his time because you're a very, very busy man, and I so appreciate this in-person meeting, which we do so rarely here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what can you leave us with today? What words, like you inspired me as you know, I said this off air, I said it on air. Bronner Brothers certainly has led the way. None of us really would be here. You know, you guys are a big part of the whole entire black hair industry. But what kind of advice or inspirational words you can leave us with today on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, the biggest thing is, we have all survived 2020, which means we are now tough and we can survive any and everything. So now that we've got all of the experience and have lived through a pandemic, we're tough. And I know Bronner Brothers and Bernard Bronner, we are going to show out for 2022 because we ready now.
All right.
Yes.
On that note, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to all that you guys are going to be bringing to the table, as always. The one and only Bernard Bronner from Bronner Brothers. Who in the world doesn't know Bronner Brothers? Thanks so much, Bernard, for being.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter, and once you apply it, It reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and I have to bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her. I guess it's safe to say she's not new anymore. It is my great honor and pleasure to welcome, of course, the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Marie, all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Good
morning. It's great to have you with us. Of course, it's nice. It's mid-show. The fans today, of course, have been kind of listening. So we're going to talk. It's a lot to get into this morning. As folks out there know, we are still reeling from a big loss in the hair world and just our culture in general. We're talking about Willie Morrow, Willie Morrow, from out in San Diego area. And we're going to talk a little bit more about him. That's going to, you know, it's always going to be the theme here. He is a legend in this community and someone who, you know, has his shadows cast very, very big here on the broadcast. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we kind of move along this morning. But I want to kind of lead in with this, Nicole Marie. I want to tell the folks.
Right.
And we've been away. We've been away.
Yes, we have.
You know, for a while. I mean, we really went in, as they say, the kids, and we took a bit of a break.
It seems so long, Kerry.
It is. It's been a while. It's called a production break, and I want to kind of tell the folks what that is all about. Nicole, you could tell everybody what a kind of production break is all about.
Well, during the production break, we spent time bringing fabulous content back to the show for our fans.
Sing it.
Yes. Preparing new material, new interviews, new commercials,
all
new
that,
music,
all that wonderful stuff.
Just all
exactly.
of that stuff. Yes.
It was, and that's the thing. It's a production break, which is not exactly like a vacation break. It's not that. I know that's what everybody thought. Yeah, they think it's a working break. You remember back in the day they used to do something called when your jobs would want you to work through lunch, they would do something in, you know, I'm
oh,
here
yes.
in New York area, called a paper bag lunch, a bag lunch break or whatever. So
oh,
you
yes.
had to keep sitting at the desk while you ate and
still
work. You felt like you were being cheated out your lunch. That's kind of what it
exactly.
is, you know, for us. Yeah, it was a production break. So we had a chance really go in and prepare and come back now, you know, on the
yeah.
show. So
new
I'm
and
real,
exciting.
Real excited. It really
so am
is, I have to say.
So am I.
So what did you do anything special during this production break? I knew we were, you know, all of us have, we've been working together in this you know, 5 weeks.
Yes,
we've been
we have.
Away from you guys. But what
yes,
would you like
yes.
to share with the fans? What have you been up to outside of Hair Radio and the Hair Radio Morning Show? The Go Marie.
Well, of course, it's still summertime and the kids have not gone back to school yet. So I have been mom's taxi. I have been
mom's
chef.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Wow. I have been mom the everything to my kids.
Oh, wow.
They've had
yeah.
practices. They've had, my youngest has had
really
summer
true.
School.
Every time, Nicole
oh, yes.
Marie, every time, you know, when I tell you fans out there, every time Nicole Marie and I, we always preparing and practicing for the Hair Radio Morning Show, I would talk to Nicole Marie. I'm on my way to tennis practice. I'm on my way to this. I said, good grief. I said,
oh,
you
yes.
know, you will have
yes.
to dig in those pockets for some Uber money, honey. Uber.
Yes, we've done.
How on
we've
earth?
Done.
Oh, my
well,
God. You were busy.
Carrie. But you're in the city now, remember. I'm in Water Valley, and we are a rural town, so we don't have Uber
ooh,
right here
Uber.
In Water Valley.
Ooh, you got trees and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Green trees? Wow.
Yes.
We have cement.
Yes.
Here.
So.
We got cement
I'm
in the way.
I'm Uber, I'm taxi, I'm everything. And
oh,
I was running
all
to
of that.
Tennis
yeah.
lessons,
yeah.
swim lessons,
yeah.
cheer, basketball,
yeah.
football.
And I don't think
I was
Uber
running.
Is that
And I'm still
cheap
running.
Anymore.
It's not over.
It's
no,
not
it's
over.
Not.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. Well,
no.
let me tell all of you guys, because you know what? There are a lot of families and folks in your area and other communities who are, you know, getting ready
yes.
and going to school shopping and all that stuff. So we're going to be talking about that in some of the episodes
yes,
to come.
It's coming up soon.
Yes, coming up soon. And we've got so much that we're going to share on that and some
yes.
help, some much-needed help during these times. We know how tough it is right now. You know, talking
yes.
about the crisis and everybody's noticing it. You know, I spend a great
it's
deal
getting
of fortune,
tighter and tighter.
Most of my food. It's tighter and tighter. So we're gonna offer some tips and things to help you out here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen,
oh,
it
yes.
is Tuesday morning. Yes, it is Tuesday morning, July 19th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with the amazing co-star. You guys know her from all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. So, Nicole, I have got to say also, now that's what you've been up to. So,
yes.
did someone say, what have you been up to, Carrie? I didn't hear that yet.
What have you?
Wait.
Well, I was going
okay.
to add something else,
yeah,
and then I was going to ask
yeah, okay.
you
just,
what you've been doing, Carrie.
Okay, Nicole Marie, I love it. I love it, guys. You know, we're going to let you guys have it. You know, it's great to be back. I've missed everybody.
It is.
I really have. Well, listen,
I'm
I'll
so
tell you
glad
what I've been
to be back.
To. Yeah, me too. Me too, really. Well, first of all, what have I been up to? For me, it's been tough because I do a lot, you know, as you guys know, to get ready for the show. But we're getting ready for a whole lot more.
Oh,
I
yes.
don't just get ready for the Hair Radio
Exciting
Morning
thing.
Show, which I love. I love doing the show live and, you know, and it's a big thing. And we have fans all over the world. And I also have to take a moment. Let me acknowledge all of our fans everywhere. We have fans all over America. And we have some fans who are, of course, internationally, are across the ponds and across the waters and all of that from all parts of the world, literally shouting out our listeners in Australia, Europe, Africa, just everywhere who tune in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And who support us.
Thank you.
And who are part of
this.
And Canada as well. So we're really, you know, just happy to have everybody on board. And you'll be hearing from a lot of these folks very, very soon on some of these upcoming shows. Wanted to also just take a moment to say, on top of all of that, don't forget, we have Upscale Magazine Radio.
Yes.
And all of the Upscale Magazine fans who tune in by simply going to upscalemagazineradio.com. You can hear it there. If you go to upscalemagazine.com, you can still get to the radio network while reading your favorite stories. Again, that's upscalemagazine.com or upscalemagazineradio.com. You'll enjoy it. And so much more. And there's so much that's coming down the pike with Upscale Magazine. We'll talk a little bit more about that along the way. So we're just acknowledging the incredible fans as well who will be part of this experience each morning with us. And I also have to say, Nicole Marie, it's not just they are going to be enjoying the experience with us each day. We also have a brand new co-star to talk all about today.
Yes,
that
we
you
do.
Guys are gonna,
so excited.
Her name is Blue. Yes, I'm super excited about it as well. Her name is Blue. You're going to hear from her in a couple of minutes. Directly right here on the show, so you don't want to miss that. And that's coming up right next. So real happy about that. As she tells you her story, and I think you're going to want to pay attention to that. I really do. And I'm just happy with all of this that's going on. And then don't forget. Now let's say remember that after that, we've got Otto who'll be joining us. You guys remember Otto. Auto-automatic. So we're real happy with coffee. It's a real special coffee tea conversations as well that we are going to be having and incorporating this incredible new welcome addition to the broadcast. So Blue will be with us. You'll get to know her. She's going to share her story up next.
Great.
So you don't want to miss that. And then we're going to have some host introductions. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, what's happening a little bit later on the Vet Talk radio show, we're going to be live with, of course, as well with Michael Hopkins and the rest of us, Otto and everybody, on talking about what is coming up a little bit later. And also, you know, more throughout the show today on the loss, the mega loss of Willie Morrow.
Yeah, that's a loss.
It was such a big loss. Now, I just have to say on this, I saw the part a big part of the memorial service online on Friday. I know, yeah, for Friday. I was just, like, incredibly moved.
I watched some of that also.
Yeah.
It was very touching. Very touching.
Yeah. Well, we've played some bits and pieces throughout today's show and just talking. You guys know Cheryl Morrow is, you know, the daughter of Willie Morrow, and she herself is a legend in the hair community. Her father, a scientist, the man who, you know, created the pick. And one of my favorite things, as I reminded everybody throughout today, is that he is on YouTube with his documentary. That's how it kind of got on my radar. Which led to a decades and decades long friendship. I've known Cheryl for, gosh, over two decades. And she's just been extraordinary. She's a big part of this show. And we've all worked together. We've done shows and things like that when she was out on the East Coast. Now she's out in San Diego, California. And so her father was a big part of this, a big part of I had a chance to interview Willie Morrow back in the day, and it was incredible. I never forgot it. Cheryl and I became great friends because of that, and he's the one who really brought us together, so to speak. And
right.
So she's like a big sister in the hair world, you know, so real good stuff, and we appreciate her here. So so we're going to continue to cover this incredible story for all of us.
Yeah.
He's much more than
such
just
a legend. Such a legend.
He's such a legend. So this to me is big. What do you say about this, Nicole Marie? Is this not huge for the community? And you did
it
some,
definitely is.
Some posting on this. What do you want to say about Willie Morrow?
I did. Well, like I said, he is just definitely, he was a legend. He contributed so much to not only the San Diego community, but just internationally, just everywhere. He had a global impact. Just all of his invention of the Afropic, his businesses, he just contributed so much and gave so much to his community. Something that really, I say this every time that you and I are talking about him, what really has stuck with me about him is that he just believed so much in community. And the community being the source of the economy and keeping the resources and wealth in your own community. And that's what he did in San Diego.
Exactly. And Nicole Marie, did you not do a posting on our online, Hair Radio Online community? And you guys out there.
I did.
If you're not aware of what this is, let's just remind everybody. First of all, it's free. Let me lead in with that, Nicole Marie. It's free. Free 99. Free.
There's free, free,
dime.
Free.
Free, free, free. I love that. Go simply to HRMember, without an S, HRMember.com. Not members. That'll take you somewhere else. A whole other black family sitting over there. So simply go to HRMember.com, www.HRMember.com online. Now, if you're already a member, great. You'll see all the other members pop up. If you are not, it'll ask you to sign up so that way you can have access. So it's free. Just sign up there. You just basically need an email and a password, and you're on your way. Now, from being a member, you get to see other members from all over the world, literally, and so much more.
Right.
You've got great articles, as we were just saying. So what happens is there are different group pages there. I love a lot of my postings that I've made are under the, I think it's General Conversations there. You'll see the forum tab. That I want to make clear. You'll see the forum, F-O-R-U-M, and it has so many different wonderful comments and things like that. Michael, you guys know from Vet Talk Radio Show, is over there. He has a whole group page. Eugene Davis with Conversations with Hair. You guys know him on Thursdays at 8 in the morning right here. He's on with the Hair Radio Morning Show each week. But on top of that, you can catch his articles anytime around the clock. He has his own page, group page, right here at HAIRadio.com. You guys know, go there, check it out. It's awesome. And I'm real happy about that. You'll see it. And once you click on the picture, let's be clear, you got to click on the picture right below it, and it'll take you to open up on all the different articles so that you'll be able to see them. So I just want to be clear about it. Does that make any sense, Nicole Marie? How does that
sound? It certainly does. And it's easy to follow.
Yeah.
Once you're in there, it's easy to follow.
Exactly. So I just want to say we're going to be getting into a lot of things this week. We've got a lot more coverage. Let me just quickly say I do have one or two bookings to talk about. There's a big live show that we're going to be talking about. Most likely on Wednesday, we'll be making a big announcement for everybody. Wednesday or Thursday of this week, we'll be talking about
exciting.
All of that. Some big announcements, and we'll just let that ride till then. Friday show, we have Kyle Knight is returning. He's scheduled to return, so we're going to see. We got our fingers crossed. He's scheduled to be here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, for a special presentation. I think he's going to do a wrap live on the show. And right before that, leading in, I'm hoping Statewide Chip will join us. So we'll see. We're going to try to work all that out.
Great.
We'll keep you guys informed over the next couple of days. And now, as we mentioned, it's great to you know, always continue to grow on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly.
And this
adding to our family.
Yes, is, yeah, exactly. I'm super excited about it. So why don't we take a short commercial break, and when we come back, you're going to meet Blue. You're going to meet Blue. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Stay with
yeah,
us, everybody.
Stay tuned.
We got a lot more to get into. We'll be right back.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a fantastic guest to introduce you guys to this morning. Now she comes, well, she's related to the world of hair and beauty with her own amazing candle company. It is my great privilege and honor to welcome to the broadcast for the very first time, Ms. Chantel Jackson. Good morning, Chantel. Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I am doing great. We are honored to have you. I really mean that. And everybody out there, we're going to call her Blue because that's what we call her. So, Blue, good morning officially, and welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to tell everybody about Divine Energy Candles, of course. But first, I want to kind of have folks, kind of meet the wonderful person behind, the owner behind this incredible company, and what inspired you. So let's start there. First, Blue, where exactly are you based out of, and where are you from?
Me and my candle company, we are currently based in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville. I'm originally from New Jersey. I am.
Get out of here. What part of New Jersey?
I went to school in Burlington Township, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. That's in the southern part down there,
Burlington Township.
Okay.
Correct. Yes. But I've lived, Princeton, Hamilton, Trenton. I got family all over New Jersey.
Wow. Well, so one of our co-hosts, I think, is from Hamilton, this time in Hamilton area. So we're going to have a lot to get into on wonderful broadcast. Okay, so you're in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, folks, we have a lot of folks who are tuned in who've never been to Florida. Yeah, there are a few folks out there. And I don't think I've actually been to Jacksonville. So tell us, where is that located in conjunction with like places like Miami or Orlando where everybody's been? So how close is that, or is that northern, or where is that?
Jacksonville, I live in northwest Jacksonville, and that's actually by like St. Augustine, Clay County. Where I'm at is called Duval.
Okay.
That's how they represent out here. Duval, it's the Jaguars football team. And, Miami is probably 4 or 5 hours from where I am. And Orlando.
4 or 5 hours?
Yes,
wow.
And Orlando is 3 hours from me.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, because I go out there, to Disney. I've been there several times to Disney and different events. And it's a little drive, but it's nice in Orlando. It's very nice.
Yeah. I've been to Orlando. Orlando's very hot. It was one of the hottest places I had ever been to. I remember coming from New Jersey, flying down to Orlando. I got out of the rental car. And I'm standing there. Now, let me tell you something, Blue. I have never sweated in my life, like physically sweated ever. I literally just stepped out of the car, and I was drenched.
Yep.
Drenched.
You will. That sounds like you were in Florida.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But I loved it.
I loved it. I got to see Epcot Center, and Michael Jackson had premiered his Captain Nemo, I think, there, and all that wonderful good stuff, and it was just, Disney was just fantastic. So listen, mm-hmm. I want to talk about you. I really do. So now we talked, I mentioned at the top of this that you are the wonderful owner and person and creator behind Divine Energy Candles. So let's talk yes. about this. Now, what inspired you to create this?
I was inspired because I have been on the I have been on dialysis for about, at that time, about 15 years.
Oh, my Lord.
I had lupus. Lupus had shut my kidneys down, and I was put on dialysis at 33. And fast forward 15 years later, I decided, you know, to finally stop being scared and get on the kidney transplant list. I was accepted onto the transplant list. And then they told me I had to have a fundraiser and make $2,100 to fund my transplant. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting, you know. My daughter was like, Mom, you love candles so much. You know, why you just don't make candles and sell them to help you raise the money for your kidney? So I thought about it, and I was like, that would be a great idea. I had no idea about, you know, wholesalers and retailers and, you know, where to get all the good stuff from. You know, I want really good quality products for my candles. So that took a lot of research, and I did the research because the candles I make and the vessels I use are really, really, really nice. And that's how I got started. I raised the money for my kidney, the $2,100 and some, and I just continued. I just said, I love this. It was very therapeutic. It kept my mind off of dialysis. And, so 3 years later, I got my kidney last year, 2021,
wow.
January
awesome.
14th. Mm-hmm. I got my kidney. And a year later, I'm still going. It's been 3 years I've been making candles.
Wow. And you stayed with it. Now, I've got to say, this is an incredible story. And this is not one we're going to even gloss over this one. I think this is incredible because there are a lot of folks out there who have dealt with kidney failure that are, you know, dealing with lupus and things like that. So you've been through a lot. What can you tell the folks out there? Because you have come through this to a big degree. What words of encouragement might you be able to share with folks who are dealing with this day to day?
I would tell people, especially for the journey I was on, it started off really, really rough. You know, and a lot of days people that's dealing with kidney failure and lupus, they just want to give up because it's hard. It's a hard combination. Both of them together, it's really a hard combination. But I would advise anybody to listen to your doctors, do what they say, take your medicine, go to all your treatments. A lot of people like to skip dialysis. Please don't skip dialysis. Go. I don't care if you got to go for 4 hours.
Why is that the case?
Because it's so long. It's long. The needles are big. People don't want to get stuck twice. And sometimes it's more than twice because if they miss the first time, they got to keep trying to stick the needle in. And I've been through that too. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the needles are not little needles. They're really big needles. You know what I'm saying? So it's draining. It's exhausting mentally and physically. And I've been through all that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's
what
it sounds like. It was, you know, why you wanted to get the transplant. That's why you wanted to get on the list, right, for the kidney.
Yes.
And that must have been a process all by itself. You had to literally raise the funds.
And I was scared because I was scared to do it. It took me a long time to finally just, you know, say, okay, you know, this is what needs to be done because, you know, you hear on dialysis, you hear a lot of stories, you see a lot of people, you meet a lot of people, and you see a lot of people coming and going. And it's like, you know, some people will say, oh, my God, you know, my uncle did dialysis. He got his kidney, and after 30 days, you know, we lost them. And I'm just like, you know, people should tell you the good things about dialysis. They should tell you things to uplift you, to make you feel better. And I just think that's people that just don't understand the process. And they just really just want to tell people what happened to them. And I listened. But at the same time, I think I let that keep me from going forward. So after I learned that, I just had to listen to what some people had to say and keep my mind elevated and keep thinking positive. That's when I said, you know what I'm saying, I have to push fear to the side and go with my heart and listen to my heart. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I did. And after I got on the list, it took 7 days I had a kidney.
Wow. That is incredible all by itself.
Yeah.
So you were very, very blessed, very fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. They caught me on the 7th, and I had a kidney by the 14th.
Wow. That is incredible. Yeah. That is absolutely incredible. I have, you know, I think what you, to speak to your point, I think there are a lot of folks out there who are unaware because I can raise my hand. I've had friends, close friends, who, and I've lost a friend or two who this was one of their ailments. But I'll tell you something. Until then, I really had not a close-up idea. And the other thing, there was a TV show that was on in the last year or so, and I loved the show. It was a very strange topic for a comedy, but it was about a young man who was undergoing a kidney transplant and had to get a person to match and all this kind of stuff. I never heard of anything like that as a TV show.
Right. And let me tell you, when I found out I had kidney failure and dialysis, and I was like, it was all a foreign language to me. I did not know what kidney was. I knew what a kidney was, but I didn't know what dialysis was, and I didn't know what lupus was, and none of that stuff. I didn't know what any of that stuff was. So,
now, did they team you with a counselor or anything like that?
Huh?
Did you have like a counselor or, you know, anyone?
I had social workers and doctors and, you know, I had
all
a lot
of
people that eventually, educate. I got a lot of education, you know, but that was by experiencing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think if a lot of people can, if it could get out there more, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like people are talking about, different other things in life, you know, like what is it, Bitcoin and Tesla and different things. If people could just highlight the small things like kidney failure and dialysis, a lot of people won't be so shocked
today.
And afraid. Yeah,
exactly. You're doing that very thing today.
Thank you. Yeah, they won't be afraid like I was.
Exactly.
You know, they won't be scared because as soon as I heard it, I thought death. I thought I wasn't going to be able to live. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know what that was.
Exactly. And the things that we should talk about in society, and especially in this community, we have to talk about. And that's what we do. Yes, sometimes
there are.
Exactly. And sometimes there are tough conversations. But I think that we are better for it. And the most important thing is to know you're not alone. And
exactly. That part
that
right there, that's what put a lot of us into depression, and that's what put a lot of us into the places, the dark places we were in, because we didn't have nobody to talk to about it. We were scared to talk to people because you thought people were going to judge you and shun you because you're sick. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's not
contagious. And you somehow think it's your fault.
Exactly.
You know, I've got to tell folks, that's really what the Hair Radio Morning Show, why we're here. We're here so that if you have no one to talk to, talk to us. We're here weekday mornings from 6 to 9 in the morning, Eastern time.
Nine,
we're saying,
guys.
Yeah,
call
6 to 9 in the morning. And we are shouting out all our amazing fans from all over America and outside of America. We have friends who tune in and listen to the show literally from all different parts of the world. And I'm blown away. And then we're also welcoming our amazing, incredible new fans over at Upscale Magazine Radio. So we're shouting everybody out this morning. And to couple that, and if that wasn't enough of a challenge, lupus itself is an incredibly
painful, can be painful, type of of ailment. So, so tell us, what exactly is lupus about, and all of that? Wow.
Yeah, well, like if you get sick, your body is fighting to keep it. You know, most time we take medicine so we can get rid of being sick, you know. And but we take medicine and it's like eating it like it's candy. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's like we want to stay. And when you want it to go, it wants to stay there. It's gonna fight against what you're trying to do.
Now
yeah.
You have been coping with this lupus because it is something that is what do they call it? Chronic type illness. So this is something that goes on and on and on. And but they have treatments and things that you can do to help to alleviate what those types of, hurts and things like that.
Yeah, people with lupus should get people who have lupus should be a rheumatologist. That way they can test their blood and get them on the right medications to help with their, because you know it's in your joints too. Lupus, it can go everywhere. Mine attacked my kidneys, but it can attack your heart. It can attack your vision. It can attack your skin. In the beginning, I had a butterfly shape across my face when I first found out. That was one of the signs that they knew that I had something going on. People have a lot of patches on their face with lupus. And you had, like I said, your bones hurt, your joints hurt. And I've been dealing with it since I was 32, and I'm 50 now, and I'm 100 times better now than when I first started. And I thank God it only attacked my kidneys, you know, because I thank God I was able to come back from that. I learned that a lot of people that had lupus, they couldn't, you know, overcome a lot of that stuff too.
Exactly. Not to that degree.
So, yeah.
Well, listen, I am just blown away. Listen, guys, if you're just tuning in, if you are just joining us, you're actually listening to an all-new interview with someone who's joining us. You've heard about, you're hearing her journey for the very first time here on the broadcast. We are chatting this morning with Blue. We call her Blue. Her name is Chantel Jackson, out of Jacksonville, Florida, of course. It's going to be Jacksonville. So we're happy to have you with us, and we're hearing about this. You're about dealing with, you know, having to get a kidney transplant and coping and dealing with lupus and raising your own money for your kidney treatment, but also discovering in this process a company about candles. Now you told us a little bit about how that inspired you to create the candles. So tell us now, what exactly the name and Divine Energy? So tell us about Divine Energy, how you came up with that and, the name. And tell us about some of your candles.
I am a divine being.
Yes.
And I'm always looking deeper into myself for my higher good. So Divine Energy was perfect for me. Luxury Candles, Divine Energy for short. You can find me under both names under Google, of course. And I want to make candles that make people feel good. I make intention candles. I want people to always feel their own power. I want them to always feel protected and loved. So those are the candles that I make. You know, I make massage candles. I make wax melt, and I also carry sage just in case, you know, they want to do some cleansing, get, you know, their house right, their self right.
Now, you have a website where we can send folks to?
I do. The website,
What we'll have everybody to do, we will have you on to share not just the website but everything through the Hair Radio Morning Show. Because I've got some news for everybody. I've got some news. And you're going to hear it right here for the very first time. Blue is one of our amazing news. She's joining the lineup here mid-show each day. So we're real excited about Blue because, listen, you are going to be bringing it
you're going to be, you know, mixing it up with our incredible co-host that we are so excited about. And all that wonderful good stuff, and rolling out some helpful information each day. So we're going to spring that on everybody, but we're going to let that be coming up as a big surprise. So
okay.
I just want to say thank you so much, and this is just the beginning. You are serving as a beacon, and you guys out there will be able to connect with Blue right through us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. The first thing you want to do is to go over to HR Member without an S. So it's just HRMember.com. It does not have an S on the end. And sign up. You'll be able to connect with Blue there. She'll direct you all to all the divine energy candles you could ever have. So we're real excited about that and talk with her as well and the rest of us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
And if anyone has any questions about lupus or kidney failure, please reach out to me through Hair Radio. I will be happy to answer anyone's questions. If I can help you find doctors in your area or anything, you know what I'm saying, resources
for
your
ongoing conversation, Blue. We're going
I'll
to
be
continue
glad to help anybody.
Talk about this. You're going to get your wish, and that is to keep the conversations going about these types of things that folks, you guys know people. I think everybody out there has been touched by somebody who's dealing with one of these things and so many other things as well. And that's what we're here for. So we're going to continue these conversations. As they say, we're going to keep the conversations going right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's my honor again. Welcome, Blue. Blue. Like the color. Now, we've talked about everything about names and stuff, but we didn't ask you, how did you come up with the name Blue? Now, hold on. How do you spell it? How did you come up with it?
My uncle, my family, they've been calling me Blue since I was a little girl.
Oh, you mean it wasn't after Blue Ivy? We all were.
No, absolutely not. I got this name 49 years ago when I was a year old.
Okay, long before there was a Blue Ivy.
I had a blue mark on my body as a child, and they were like, oh, we're going to call her Blue, you know, so.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Now
my
the name
uncle,
is famous.
To this day.
Yes. Well, we love it because it's such a great name. It really is. And I love it. It always made me think of blue skies. So I love, you know, blue is my favorite color as well. I'm sure you hear it all the time.
All the time.
Blue, I just want to say you are an incredible inspiration. We are honored to have you as part of the lineup. Folks will be able to hear you through the mornings right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, especially mid-show. So we're going to get things rolling, and we've got to get into some wonderful good things. So just a whole lot is on the way. So listen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay? It's my pleasure to have you with us. All right. Stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for free.
And, of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and, of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
I have
have a very special announcement right now. It really is a very important announcement. We are welcoming aboard a brand new co-star right here to the show in this very moment and in this very space. So I have to really say, you guys, this is, as always, you heard a little bit about her story already, but now you're going to meet the wonderful lady mixing it up with the incredible team and family that we have here at the show. And you're going to hear that right now for the very, very first time as it will unfold. So we are bringing in some of our program regulars, and I'm kind of happy. So first let me bring to the line the lady that we're talking about, my amazing new wonderful addition to the program. Now, she is the proprietor of a company called Divine Energy Candles. She's going to, you know, you heard a little bit about that already, and she'll continue to tell us a little bit more as well and as we move along. But I'm introducing her right now to also another recent addition. She joins us from time to time. Shanta Love drops in from time to time just to kind of help to move us along a little bit or give us her opinion, and so she's been a wonderful and just a great addition as well to the show. The lady of the hour, we're going to say, is Blue. And Blue, good morning again. Good morning, Blue.
Good morning.
Hi. Yes.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, okay?
Thank you so much.
Great to have you. Yes, absolutely.
It's great to be
okay,
here.
So I have to say, it's nice to have you with us. And again, we're shouting out the folks down where you are in Jacksonville, Florida. Blue is out of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, as you know. And the one and only Shanta Love, who runs her own business, Organic Love Connection. And we are so honored to have you guys meet up. So, Blue, Shanta Love, please introduce yourself. Shanta Love.
Good morning. I'm Shanta Love. I'm the owner of a cosmetic business called Organic Love Collection. I specialize in shea butter that heals. I specialize in Indian eczema in children within 3 days. It'll give soothing and healing and promote the beauty of the skin to come back. And moreover, I'm a public health nurse. So I touch in a lot of areas to just uplift the community. And I'm so happy to be here today among you all. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. Now, what do you want to tell Blue? You're the very first time and the very first person on our show that she's getting to talk to today, Ms. Shanta Love. So what message do you want to tell her about
welcome,
that?
Welcome. We're excited about your being added to the morning series, and this is just so wonderful. And we're looking forward to learning about you and your products and over sharing your insight. We want your spend on, you know, all the topics that we talk about.
Exactly.
And I've heard that you are absolutely intelligent, so I want to get to hear your point of view.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So Blue, Shanta Love, and I just love this because and I always tease everybody because Blue's name is your actual name is Chantel Jackson. So it's very similar. I said, oh my goodness. So we've got the wonderful S's in the house today. So Chantel Jackson, Shanta Love, okay, and again we call Chantel Blue right here on the show. So you guys have heard it. As you've heard. So welcome aboard. Okay, so we're moving along this morning. So we're rolling out the team in case you've just joined us. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Shanta Love, thank you so much for that. Welcome. Okay, we're going to go keep it moving this morning. So Blue, I want to move down the line a little bit. We've got a gentleman who he's from an area that you might have a little bit idea of about where it is. We're talking about Otto
who is one of our incredible co-hosts as well, Otto, who comes to us from a place called Hamilton, New Jersey. Otto, meet Blue.
Oh, good morning, Blue. Welcome to the Hair Radio family.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah. So my father lived in Hamilton, New Jersey. My father lived right there on Hutchinson Street.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Yes, very nice town. And welcome. And I hope find us all warm and welcoming. And it's a great opportunity to work with Curry Hines. And you're in your right spot if you're an entrepreneur. And you have a dream.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Otto.
All right. And from a fellow Jerseyan, because now you are from, as you mentioned, you're from Jersey. But we're going to talk all more about all that wonderful good stuff. We're going to keep it moving this morning. Thank you, Otto. And
absolutely.
So now you get to hear from Michael Hopkins. Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet Talk radio show, which airs on Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern. He'll be on a little later on this morning as well, so we're real excited about that. So, Michael Hopkins, please meet Blue.
Good morning, and one more time for effect, good morning.
Hey,
I was in the Army, so sometimes that Army stuff comes out.
Yeah,
it is so nice meeting you today, and I am looking forward to hearing you out there with us, doing your thing too. I'm looking forward to that. And
absolutely.
Let's see, Florida sounds about right. Jacksonville.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that is perfect.
Wow, I was about to say, Michael, I know you got a story for us on your military journals, but I'm sure you'll fill us in all that. We're going to be chatting all this morning, so we are just so excited. Well, listen, without further ado, thank you, Michael Hopkins, host of VTR, the Vet Talk Radio Show, coming up in just a bit. Got to bring to the line this wonderful lady who, Blue, I want you to get to know as well, in addition to the rest of the team. She comes to us from out of Mississippi. So we've got a big roster of everybody today. Shanta Love herself is down, like she said, down in the South Jersey area. Otto's down there as well in the South Jersey area, as you know. Michael Hopkins is in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Now, we are bringing to the line the co-host who is not, she hasn't beat y'all that much in the way of getting to the show as the co-host, Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie,
good morning.
To you. Yes, and you. Blue, good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Blue.
First, I would just like to say welcome to our team and our Hair Radio Morning Show family. We are so happy to have you and glad that you are with us. Look so forward to just having you join us and jump in and be a part of our team. It's always nice to have another woman's point of view. So I'm so happy about that. And also look forward to hear more about your Divine Energy Candles. So
thank you
just
so
welcome,
much.
Welcome, welcome.
I appreciate
yes,
that.
Very nice. Beautiful. Well, listen, I am excited. And one of the other reasons that we are just disclosing this morning that soon Blue's job right here, everybody got a job. We wear like 50 hats at Hair Radio. Blue's going to be able to help us to get the weather highs and lows out for everybody each morning. So between like 7:30 and 8, we'll check in with her on the highs and lows. And when time allows, she'll join us on some convos because we do the talking. We put the talk in Hair Radio Morning Show Talk right here on the broadcast.
Exactly.
So we're going to she'll get to know everybody. You guys are going to get to know a whole lot more. And, Blue, I just want to say we just love
all of this and bring you to the broadcast. And we're going to be doing a whole bunch. You guys out there, listen out for Blue's wonderful new commercial that'll be broadcasting right here, all about divine energy candles and so much more. So this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. So stay with us, everybody. Yeah, I think what we'll do, we'll take a little bit of a music break.
Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City. And I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio, and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed kind of edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because if I even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it.
We never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No,
yeah, Fort Greene Park, Brooklyn. Green. We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com, so you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio?
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of, make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LWTV.com. Check him out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. All right. We're back live. You're listening to a very special episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And, of course, I'm bringing to the line the man of the hour, we're going to say, of the half hour, Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. He is the VTR, the Vet Talk Radio Show man. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to today's broadcast. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. Happy Tuesday from downtown Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg? What happened to Spotsylvania?
Oh, it's still here. Remember, it's all part of that. Spotsylvania is really on the outside of Fredericksburg, but they actually call, my zip code is actually a Fredericksburg zip code.
Aha. So there's the thing. That's the rub. We've got it, folks.
Well, listen, wherever you are, Michael, welcome to today's show, along with all of you guys out there, the fans of Vet Talk Radio Show. I just want to say thank you. It's to be back. It's nice to be back. It is fantastic. We have missed you guys. Michael, what do you want to say to the fans? Been a minute, as the kids say, since we last were on the airwaves with Vet Talk Live. What do you want to tell everybody today?
Wow. I mean, I really missed being on board here in the mornings. I really did, Karen. But I kept myself busy.
Really?
Sure
what did
did.
You do?
Kept
now,
myself
listen, let's,
busy.
Let's bring everybody up to speed. If you're just tuning in today, you might not have realized that today, Tuesday, July 19th of 2022, this is our very, very first day back on the airwaves, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and by extension, the Vet Talk Radio Show today. So we are super, super hyped. And, you know, so we're just asking everybody, kind of checking up on what we've been up to, and we want to know what you've been up to. So this is the time to talk, folks. So, Michael Hopkins, you say that you have been up to some things. So what have you been up to? Tell us.
Well, as usual, one of the things I've been up to, Carrie, is I'm always doing research for the show, you know, morning, noon, night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, whatever hits me, I do research for the show. And that's what I've been doing. And we have a lot of fantastic shows that are coming up in the near future.
Well, we're going to talk about those in just a moment. I cannot wait to kind of tell everybody some of the great topics that you have on tap. But first, you know, speaking of being away, and I have to say, like Michael said to all of you, we have truly missed you. And with every show that we do of the Vet Talk Radio Show series, I must salute our veterans. We must you and thank you for your service. We appreciate you. We love you here at this broadcast and all that you're doing. So thank you very much for tuning in and helping to make us a success. And we are family here. We are a family. I feel like singing a Sister Sledge song, but I can't do that, and I don't have it. Thank you.
Carrie, they're from Philadelphia.
Right? Oh, that's true. There you go, everybody. There's our Philadelphia connection.
I actually used to go to school with them.
Really? I didn't know that.
Way back when, but way back in the 60s. Sure did. Kimmy and Joni.
Ooh,
and
they were around back then?
Oh, yeah. They were singing back then, about 67,
wow.
68, 69. Yeah, I went to school with them out in northeast Philadelphia.
Get out of
sure
here.
Sure did.
Well, you know
that's
what,
where
Michael,
they lived.
We're
they lived
out
in.
We're going to have to get on some. So we're going to be doing a big music, you know, all the co-hosts, all the hosts of the Hair Radio Morning Show and our different shows will be doing, you know, a special song tribute on our broadcast on the regular Hair Radio Morning Show side coming up in the weeks to come. So, Michael, we know what song you're going to pick. So listen, we'll talk about that. Back to being away. It has been quite a time. We've been doing a lot of work. When we say we're on a production break, we need to tell everybody, Michael, because what really happens behind the scenes at the Vet Talk Radio Show and all that we're doing, we are preparing, like Michael said. We're coming up with new ideas. We are thinking of different things that we can do to further engage our incredible fan base. It's just really, really big stuff, even down to making new T-shirts and new mugs and putting in our gift shop on the website at HAIRadio.com. So we're always doing something, and I'm real, real excited. This time around, it was really, really quite interesting, I have to say, and along with some of the updates, and speaking of the Hair Radio Morning Show, we have welcomed aboard a wonderful new, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady named Blue, like the color, or Ivy, okay, who'll be doing quite a bit of things. If you know, heard her earlier today on the show, she was on today mid-show, and she'll be on again on tomorrow's broadcast throughout the show and during the weather mid-show. So should be real interesting. So do, you know, if you can, kind of catch her on the Hair Radio Morning Show side. So that would be great. Or play back today's broadcast as well. So, yeah, so what do you want? And you chimed in with Miss Blue, I want to say, Michael Hopkins, earlier today.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, she's a very lovely lady.
Yes, and we're going to have some fun here on the show. Also want to say, Michael, you know, speaking of all the wonderful things, there has been some other news out there as well. But first, I do also want to take a moment to acknowledge, you know, we had a big, big loss on the hair industry, not just the hair industry, but, you know, I say people of color and the black community, particularly this gentleman who just did remarkable things out in the San Diego area out in California, but he changed, to me, the black hair world and just about all that we were doing in the community sense. And his documentary is still out there. He created a documentary called 400 Years Without a Comb. And so his name is Dr. Willie Morrow. And you can easily YouTube him, Google him, all those things. So that folks know, this is a very special episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're going to be getting into some wonderful Vet Talk topics in just a moment. We're just doing some quick announcements. But, yeah, we lost Willie Morrow, Michael, someone who I thought was very interesting, and I thought your fans would also think the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was looking at his bio, and it was just some things on there, Carrie, that just blew me away. I mean, they really were. And especially with him in the military, he may not have been in the military, but there were some things he did for the service members that would just mind-boggling.
Really?
And I had no idea that he did some of these things.
Like what? You know, what did you find out?
I found out that through the Department of Defense, and this was in the early
the
70s, yeah,
DOD, wow.
Department of Defense, as he was instrumental in training barbers how to cut African Americans' hair.
Oh, is that
and
right?
It was
wow.
Just, see, and you have to put yourself in that time frame of the military in order to see how significant that was. You know, most military people have what we call high and tight hair. It's cut a certain way, and as the 70s came in, and we were still Vietnam and all that, the powers that be, as what we call them in the military, they got liberal as far as haircuts. Of course, back then, a lot of us as African Americans were wearing afros as a sign of pride. Pride in the black culture, being black, and so forth. And the government recognized this, but they didn't have anybody significant that would know how to cut an African American's hair. Anybody can do like a buzz cut, zip, 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 but to cut and trim and to make it look presentable as far as the military was concerned. And this is something that was just so beautiful what he did through the Department of Defense, or DOD, for them to allow him to do what he did. And that brought a lot of pride to a lot of African-American military people. It really did. And
wow.
I was just so proud of that. I didn't even know that.
Yes, me as well. You know, like you, we found out a whole lot of things. Now, and I want to say, because a lot of the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show are fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show that we do, as you guys know, each weekday 6 to 9, you know, here on the Block Talk channel. But what also amazes me about this, and his daughter Cheryl is a dear friend and part of our family, our broadcast family here, Cheryl Morrow, a legend in her own right. You guys heard from her early in the broadcast today. I have to say, on the Hair Radio Show side, just a big loss to the community. And yes, that pick, I just think of him and these hair picks. And I read somewhere that he sold like literally, almost 20,000 a week. He opened up, as you guys heard, a little bit more of his story. He heard, he did a radio station out there, an FM station. This was way back when, and had a newspaper out in the Monitor News, which his daughter is now the publisher of, Cheryl Morrow, has taken over the reins of there, and just incredible. So I just wanted to mention, and especially someone who has supported the military through his actions, as well as the community. So real good stuff, Michael.
I just wish, Kerry, I wish there was some kind of way that I could make him an honorary veteran because of what he did.
Absolutely.
It's something that's so beautiful.
Well, I think you're doing just that right now, Michael. And I think that by paying tribute, by paying homage to his incredible genius, because he was a genius in our community, quite frankly, and his service to the military deserved mention, and that's what you're doing today. So great job, Michael Hopkins, and the Vet Talk Radio Show. And, so today is a very special episode, and let me just let everybody know as well, Michael. We're going to talk a little bit more about the topics in just a second, but I also wanted to take a moment to mention that it is the one-year anniversary of bringing that talk radio show to the HairRadio.com network, to HAI Radio.
Yes,
the one-year anniversary. We're super excited about it. We're going to be doing a whole lot of wonderful things to acknowledge this, and we have to say, when I have to, tell you about the Vet Talk show, I have to say thank you first and foremost to the fans of the show for making this really possible with, Michael Hopkins doing all the groundwork and the fundamental work, the rudimentary work, and then bringing us on board at the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Hair Radio Network, and then turning it into reality. So, Hopkins, what do you say, and what do you say to all the veterans and to the fans who you have informed over all of these episodes? What do you say?
Well, Kerry, I am just, it's just a blessing. When I came to you and talked to you about this, and then a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters start getting on the show, and they started listening, and I had people from all over calling me up and thanking me, and just, it is such a wonderful thing, because a lot of times, as I always say, a lot of times as veterans, it's hard for us to talk to what we call civilians. It's just hard because of the things that we've gone through and the memories that we have, some good, some bad. And a lot of times,
is it that you feel that the civilians may not be able to relate? What's the
significance
of that, Michael?
And that's true, Kerry. A lot of times, as veterans, we don't think civilians can relate to what we're talking about a lot of times. And it's hard for a lot of civilians to comprehend what it's like to be out in the middle of nowhere, or to be in the desert, or in the jungle environment, or in another country in an urban environment, as a GI, and you're on patrol, you're walking through, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, and you're literally fighting for your life, and a lot of people don't understand sometimes what that's like. Or you're here in the United States, you're not even in combat, and you do like I did. I slipped, fell, hit my head and my neck, and my whole life was altered after that.
Wow.
I still
have the chronic pain and the neck issues and all that, and that's been over 40 years ago.
Wow.
And a lot of the guys, 50, 60, 70 years ago, I've met veterans from the Korean War that are still suffering.
Incredible. Incredible. Michael, I just want to jump in and say, in terms of, thinking that the folks who are non-military, I'll call it that, the word used is civilian, to describe us, that we might not be able to relate. That might have been the thinking of some veterans out there. And perhaps they may have a point. That may be true to a big degree. But I think what you're demonstrating with the Vet Talk Radio show is that people care. People care.
So true.
And, of course, your veteran fans, they know and love what you do, and you're helping to navigate the claims process and facilitate this for folks in the privacy of their homes or cars or, wherever they're listening
yeah,
to the
Vet
Talk Radio show, because you are mobile.
So true, Carrie.
And online. And, so I just want to say that your show has kind of made it okay and created a bridge between the military world and the civilian world, those who have served, those who have provided their expertise and devoted time in the military, with those who have not. And
you know,
you have helped us to care. So we thank
you. Oh, yeah. It has opened up such a dialogue, the show that we do here on VTR. And
wow.
I just love it when I have, as you say, the people that have not served in the military, and they find out what I do. And they've never been in the military. You know what the beautiful thing of it is?
What?
Many of them get on the VTR.
Many of them, wow, they're onto the
Vet
Talk Radio.
They get on there, or they have family that are veterans. And as
wow.
I talk to them when I'm out and about, and I show them and tell them what I do, and they say, that's why my Uncle Harry or Bob or my aunt, that's why they do what they do. We never knew. And that
wow.
makes me feel so good that I'm making a difference, Carrie. I'm making a difference.
A big difference. And it's something that you have created. You've created this, Michael Hopkins. You are the man behind. You're the force that helps to pull all this and help to make it into a reality. And something that has touched many lives already in a year, which is what we're talking about and celebrating. It's your first anniversary on our network, and we're going to do big things. Big things together to help the veterans.
Carrie, this show has evolved so much to when we first started up until now. I mean,
wow.
It has just by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
It is just something that, to me, it's just such a beautiful thing to be able to be allowed to talk to other veterans about the same things that I suffer from. They have the same things. A lot of us suffer in silence. And just by us doing this show for this past year, I am quite sure, matter of fact, I know it has been, there's been so much dialogue been created between the family members, the military, the veteran, and civilians alike, that they may not even have a family member that was in the military. They may not have, but it's opened up a dialogue. They can actually talk to a veteran and ask questions. They can ask intelligent questions when they're talking to veterans. Not only, I mean, it's just, for this past year, it has been impactful. I know it's impacted me. It
and
really
me.
Has.
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Because I always tell you, Carrie, you ask the questions that a lot of my veteran buddies ask me. You ask those questions. And that is just, like I always tell you, you know, I'm making you an honorary veteran. You can pick whatever branch you want to have been in.
I think we've come up with, we're going to call us civilians the Vet Talk Radio Show Vet.
Hey,
because
for
I
me.
Have to say, it's quite an honor, and I would put that cap on well, because you guys have been incredible, and we appreciate you. I appreciate all the effort that you've made on my behalf and the behalf of my family and my friends and things that we may or may not be privy of. So we thank you. We absolutely thank you this morning. Now, I've got to say, Michael, speaking of which, and you guys, this is big stuff. We talked about a year of the Vet Talk Radio Show and being connected with Michael Hopkins and laying this incredible groundwork for all of us. We would not be able to do this show if it wasn't for the largesse of our supporters. So we ask that you go over to our incredible website, which is quite dynamic, at hairadio.com. So it's www.hairradio.com. But let me spell it for you. It's HairAdio. So it's hairadio.com. There's only one R between hair and radio, so HairAdio.com. And once you get there, Michael Hopkins has the Vet Talk Radio page, as you guys know. It's an actual tab right at the top that says Vet Talk Radio Show. And when you click on that, it gives you all kinds of updates about the show. It tells you so much. Like if you go there today, you'll see where we've been talking about taking a break and returning today on Tuesday, July 19th. And this is what we're talking about. Some of the topics we are going to update all of this to make sure you guys know when we will be covering some of the upcoming things that we are going to be talking about. So, Michael, I kind of wanted to quickly take a moment to mention some of these discussions. For example, other than honorable conditions, bad conduct discharge, dishonorable discharge. You got a lot you're going to be getting into. Anything that jumps out at you, Michael, that you want to talk a little bit about right now?
Oh, yes, Carrie. I have another one that I'm working on, another show. And this is always something that we kind of overlook as veterans. There are other claims that we can do, and there's secondaries and increases in the claims room. That's going to be a show that's a future show.
Wow. So that's going to be nice.
Very interesting show.
Yeah, well, all of them are interesting, Michael. And I'm hoping that you'll bring back some of the folks, some of your favorite fans, and let them talk on air and give us some of their insight and what they've been up to and all that, especially during our little break. So I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to just also remind everybody, take a moment to, while you're at HairAdio.com, we have a gift shop there. There is a gift shop also. There's a tab for the Hair Radio gift shop. Now, what the gift shop is, it's a place where we have all kinds of T-shirts that you can buy, mugs that represent not just the Hair Radio morning show or our shows and T-shirts like that, but the Vet Talk Radio Show has their own mugs and T-shirts as well. And Michael Hopkins has his own T-shirt there as well. So you got to go there. They're very reasonably priced, and usually you get them in about a week. So go right ahead to the gift shop at HairAdio.com. Click on some of the wonderful products there. You'll be supporting this broadcast, and we so, so very much need it. And real happy about that. So, Michael, now, so I just want to make sure, the last thing to mention on HairRadio.com, then I'm moving on. You have your own fan page group. Michael has a group page at the brand new HAI Radio community. So we have an online community. And I just want to tell the fans of the Vet Talk Show quickly, Michael, what this is. You sign up to become a member. It is free to the R, as they say, EE, free. Doesn't cost a dime.
Oh, yeah.
Free. $3.99. It's free. So what you do, simply go to, you can go to HAIRadio.com and read all about Michael and the forum. What it is, you click on the forum tab, F-O-R-U-M, and it's just fantastic. You can read all the updates. Michael has a group page there. What I tell everybody, right next to the forum tab, where you can read all the articles and latest postings from Michael and everybody else as well, there is a tab, our members. And it's really great. I should read members. When you go there, click on the members tab, and you can sign up right through that tab to become. And once you sign up, you'll see all the other members from all over the place who are fans of Vet Talk Radio Show, as well as our fans from the Hair Radio Show. And we share all kinds of things and topics and talks and all that kind of wonderful good stuff. Michael, you've made some postings there. Do you have anything that you want to tell everybody to pay attention to?
Oh, sure. Yes. I made a posting about TDIU. Well, that's total disability based upon individual unemployability.
Oh,
in other words, you can't work. It's a long title.
Well, Michael, just I want to make sure everybody knows. So if you want to read that, go to the airhairradio.com website, click on the forum, the tab that says forum, and then you'll see, go look down the list, you'll see Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show group, and click on there, and it'll take you to all the articles that Michael has written. Michael, thank you so much. And I just want to thank you. So as always, what do you say to the wonderful veterans of the Vet Talk Radio Show?
It's all about the vets. That's what it's
all
about.
Right. We'll see you guys. Let's get the outro on. We'll see you guys back here for the next edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, thank you. Great job, as always, on this show. So let's get the outro going. All right, folks. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.